Welcome to this podcast about Bixby Creek and Big Sur in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Bixby Creek starts at the confluence of Mill Creek and Turner Creek, which flow from an elevation of 2,500 feet on the west flank of Skinner Ridge for a total run of about 7 miles through the Santa Lucia Mountains to the Big Sur coast between Hurricane Point to the south and Division Knoll to the north, about 16 miles south of Monterey and 9 miles northwest of the community of Big Sur, California. The creek is named after Charles H. Bixby, who arrived in California in 1852 and filed a land patent in 1889 for 160 acres south of the creek, later buying additional tracts north to Palo Colorado Canyon. The Santa Lucia Mountains are part of the Coast Ranges, and at Bixby Creek, the geology is dominated by the Silinian Block, comprising granitic and metamorphic rocks, in contrast to surrounding areas underlain by the Franciscan Complex and more prone to landsliding. The granitic rocks in the Bixby Creek watershed are mostly quartz diorite or granodiorite. The metamorphic rocks are mostly gray biotite schist and gneiss. The lower western slopes of the Santa Lucia Mountains have a marine climate, with precipitation confined to the winter months. Coast redwoods dominate canyon bottoms on seaward-facing slopes, and tan bark oaks occur at all elevations in the watershed. Before the arrival of Europeans, the Big Sur coast was inhabited by the Esalen, a hunter-gatherer culture that seasonally followed local food sources. In winter, they lived near the coast, subsisting on marine mammals and intertidal invertebrates such as mussels, limpets, and abalone. In summer, they moved inland to harvest acorns from the black oak, canyon live oak, and tan bark oak. During the Spanish Franciscan mission period from 1769 to 1833, the Esalen were conscripted for labor and relocated to the missions at San Carlos, Nuestra Señora de la Soledad, and San Antonio de Padua. Their population was virtually extinguished in the 19th century through disease, hard labor, and intermarriage. Following Mexican independence in 1821, mission lands were secularized and land grants given to distinguished citizens and military veterans. Rancho San Jose y Sur Chiquito extended north from Palo Colorado Creek to the Carmel River. Rancho El Sur was granted from the Little Sur River south to the Big Sur River. The land between the Little Sur River and Palo Colorado Creek remained vacant until Bixby arrived and built a sawmill to cut redwood logs into shakes, shingles, railroad ties, and trench posts. He also harvested tan bark oak bark for tanning cowhides. With no safe boat landing at the creek mouth, he built a lumber chute to transfer products to coastal schooners anchored offshore. Bixby also discovered limestone deposits in the watershed. In 1906, he sold the land to the Monterey Lime Company. Lime kilns were built 3 miles up Bixby Canyon and operated until 1911. In 1919, U.S. Army Captain Howard G. Sharp and his wife Frida bought the Bixby Creek Canyon property, which included a ranch house, barn, corral, dance hall, stable, outbuildings, and cabins that they rented to visitors. The Old Coast Road preceded the current Big Sur Coast Highway. It began as a trail used by the Rumsen and Esalen peoples to travel along the coast, was later improved by settlers for horse-drawn wagons, and in 1855, Monterey County declared it a public road. In 1886, Charles Bixby improved the road between his ranch and Monterey, and William B. Post extended it further south to his ranch. The road was impassable in winter, and even in good weather, could not be used to transport goods in bulk, so coastal schooners and steamers were chartered instead. In 1920, the 26-mile journey from Carmel to Bixby Creek by horse-drawn wagon took about 11 hours. The road detoured inland at Palo Colorado Creek and Bixby Creek because the canyons were too deep. In 1932, the Bixby Creek Bridge was completed. It is one of the tallest single-span concrete bridges in the world. The new highway bypassed the lodge on Bixby Creek, operated by Sharp, who built a new lodge on the western shoulder of the highway immediately north of the bridge. The original lodge was abandoned and the land eventually subdivided and sold. Today, the region is protected by the Big Sur Local Coastal Plan of 1986, regarded as one of the most restrictive land use management plans in the country. The plan protects viewsheds from the highway and many vantage points and severely restricts development density. About 60% of the coastal region is owned by governmental or private agencies that permit no development. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.